Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Daily MacCorp podcast for the ASX resource sector for stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is for Thursday, the 18th of June, 2020. Unfortunately, we have another negative day with quite a few stats across the board. So let's start with the volume, which was slightly higher from yesterday. It was at 1.18 billion. Up from yesterday from 1.14 billion. So slight increase in volume there. And looking at the average percentage gain loss, there was 463 stocks traded today, and they traded at an average of minus 0.07%, and that's down from a positive 0.39% yesterday. And of the 463 stocks that were traded yesterday, again, this is the statistics going into the negative. So of the 463 stocks traded today, there was 131 with a gain, and that's down from 167 yesterday. There was 125 with no gain, that's down from 136 yesterday, and this is the big shift. There was 207 with a loss today, and that's up significantly from 167 yesterday. So some stats there to show us that, you know, it's consistently unsure of the market at the moment. It's sort of up and down, so we'll keep a close eye on that, and hopefully we'll start to get consistent positive days moving forward. So let's look at the positive for today with the top five ASX best performing ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and they are: at number one we have Infinity Lithium Corp Limited, ASX code INF, and it had a percentage gain of 75% today. At number two we have Berkeley Energia Limited, ASX code BKY. It had a percentage gain of 40.28% today. At number three, we have Canada Resources Limited, ASX code CAE. It had a percentage gain of 36.36% today. And at number four, we have Truscott Mining Corp Limited, ASX code TRM. And it had a percentage gain of 35.71% today. And finishing off at number five is Wamira Mining Limited, ASX code WML, and it had a percentage gain of 30% today. So congrats to all shareholders of those top five best performing ASX resource companies for today. And let's move on to the best performing commodities today. And they were gold, oil and gas, and copper, all the best performing commodities today. The highest traded stock today was Rox Resources Limited, ASX code RXL, and it had a percentage turnover or traded of the company at 7.26%. So that's the third day running now that Rox Resources has been the highest traded stock in the day. Let's move on to the project locations, and the best performing project location today was Lachlan Fold Belt, which is located in Queensland, New South Wales predominantly, and Victoria in Australia. Let's look at the annual spend on staff admin versus project spend. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, the average spend is 54% on staff admin, leaving 46% on projects. And just sort of what I do as far as when I'm looking to consider investing in a stock, and I look at figures like that, I just give the company a call and ask them some questions, and hopefully they provide the right answers as far as you know, where, why money more money might be spent on staff admin rather than projects. And there can be legitimate reasons, things like, you know, they're waiting on finance, mining approvals, environmental, a whole range of different areas there. So never assume anything when data tells you something. Always go back and ask the company questions and get the answers. So let's look at the ERP statistics for today. And there was 136 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's down slightly from 138 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss today is at a minus 0.32%, up slightly, ever so slightly, from minus 0.36% yesterday. Volume is up for the ERP stocks, and it's up to 513 million today, and that's up from 485 million yesterday. And like the last couple of days, there's only one of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today that's using an ERP software solution. So let's finish off today with an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock, which was Infinity Lithium Corp Limited, ASX code INF, and we'll start with their projects. They have a couple of projects in Spain, mainly focused on lithium, and there's some tungsten and tin in those projects as well. And over the last 12 months, they've spent just over 1.4 million on project spend and just over a million on staff admin. And when you look at the staff admin costs, particularly when they're in advanced project stage, as Infinity Lithium are, they've got a project in a PFS stage, and therefore sometimes staff admin costs can grow because they're employing people as the project grows, you know, to meet the needs of the growth. They currently have, in the current quarter, they currently have just over $160,000 in the bank, excluding any funds coming in for any projects that were sold or any capital raise that's recent or coming up. So that's their financial position at the moment. They have a market cap of just over 25 million, and there are 238 plus million shares on offer. The company is doing well as far as their share price this year. They started the year as of the 1st of January at 5.9 cents. As of the end of trade today, they're now at 10.5 cents. And let's look at the shareholdings of the company. We'll start with the directors, and they own between 4 and 5% of the company. And as far as the top 20 shareholders are concerned, the top 20 are just over 33% of the company. So that may be a little low, but yeah, 33% of the company. So that's an overview of Infinity Lithium Corp, which was the number one best performing ASX resource stock for today. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast, and if you've got any suggestions on what you'd like us to discuss, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, listeners, and enjoy your evening. Good night.